Today is Friday, the 6th of July, 2018, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay, the show where we talk about the life of a gay geek. And if you'll hold on just one moment, I will go ahead and... I'm going to do this. We talk about the life of a gay geek, and that would be me, Adam. Usually I'm in my car when I'm recording, and I'm in the new studio, and I haven't talked to you guys. In fact, I don't even know. So the last episode that I put out was May 8th, and I don't even know at this point if I had selected the new house, if I had, I don't know. So much has gone on, and I did do a show live on Pride 48, and that will be coming out next week. And I may break it up into two because I normally do, 20 to 30 minute episodes. I don't know yet. But anyway, just a short rundown of like what has happened since May. We selected a house, and it is a house. It is a detached house. And I got hacked again at some point. And the website got hacked, and I may have lost all of my subscribers. I have no idea. I may be recording this, and like no one is even subscribed to me anymore because literally I got so busy because my grandfather died. My grandfather died. Pride 48 happened. We moved. Like all of the work was really busy. Like all of this stuff has happened. And I'm not even recording today to tell you guys any of that stuff at all. So hopefully you all follow me on Facebook and Twitter and you listen to the live Pride 48 thing, or you're going to listen to it when I post it next week. But anyway, I wanted to, first of all, this is the first chance that I've gotten to get the website fixed. And because I've been doing so much other technical stuff for Pride 48 up into the event, and then Mark and I, we were moving. We still have some boxes that need to be unpacked. And I'll try to record something talking, with a little bit talking about where we live now and et cetera. I mean, we live 5 minutes away from where we lived before, but I'll try to give a little bit more detail about that in the next episode that I record, because you're going to hear this one, and then I'm going to post the Pride 48 one, and that may be two episodes depending. And then you'll hear, maybe I'll go into detail about the new place, et cetera. So I'm all hyped up because, anyway, so, and then also I'll just mention Mark and I went on vacation to Portland, and after Pride 48, we just got back last night as I'm recording this. And anyway, so because our anniversary is on July 4th every year, our boyfriend anniversary, because we're not married, our boyfriend anniversary, and I'm doing air quotes, is on the 4th of July. So we get government paid. Mark posted on Facebook that we get government sponsored fireworks for our anniversary. The government, pays for fireworks for our anniversary. But anyway, and so the reason that I wanted to record, and this may be a shorter episode because literally I am going to tell you guys a story that happened to me today. Because I am the biggest spaz in the world, and I wanted to get it out there. I don't know, it's on my chest. It's like weighing down on me, and I've told Mark, I've told like everyone that I could possibly tell at work, I've told all these people, but I need to get it out there like in the universe. And so anyway, what happened today? Or today was we were on vacation since last Saturday. And we went to Portland. It was beautiful. And I posted a couple of pictures, not a lot, but I did post a couple of pictures online, and just got back today. And my first day back from a vacation, I usually plan on telling everyone today is my catch up day. I'm going to do emails. I'm going to respond to all of my emails. I'm going to, catch up on any loose ends that were loose before I left. Hopefully I tied everything up before I left, but if I didn't, I'm going to follow up on all that. I'm going to kind of plan out my next day and or week, so I'm all my first day back is going to be purely catching up. I'm not going to attend meetings. I'm not going to do anything like that. And so luckily I didn't have anything, horrible. I did have to do a couple of things that I classify as meetings, but for the most part, I was able to hang around my desk and catch up. And so this afternoon, about 4:15, I get a phone call, and no one ever calls me. Like, we don't have voicemail on our phones unless you're like a manager or you request it. And I think there's an extra fee, like, to your department if you say you want voicemail, because I don't know, whatever company we pay, Cisco or whoever it is, maybe we only have licenses for a certain, I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they pay for that, but we don't have voicemail unless you like specially request it. And no one ever calls me. I mean, I'm in IT, I'm, you know, developer/QA role, and, you know, I don't get phone calls. Inside the office, we don't generally call each other. We use Slack, or we use Jabber, which is our internal messenger, or we email each other. You know, we don't generally call. Or we'll use WebEx. We'll say, hey, can we jump on a WebEx real quick? Because then we can, or we're using this new teleconferencing online thing called Zoom, I think is what it's called. Anyway, you know, and so we'll say, hey, can you jump on a Zoom or a WebEx really quick? And that way, if you're telling someone something about, you know, something that you're working on or an issue you're having on your computer or software that you're developing or whatever, you can share your screen and do all that kind of stuff. So usually I don't get phone calls, but at 4:15, I got a phone call and I didn't recognize the number, but I was like, I'll answer it, whatever. Sometimes I have this debate in my head. Am I going to answer it? Am I not? You know? And so, because who talks on the phone anymore, you know? So I did answer it. So I'm like, hello, this is Adam, you know, or whatever. I don't even know how to answer because, again, I'm not, when I used to work in customer service, we had like this whole script and we had a certain way that we answered and everything. But because my job doesn't revolve around the phone, no one told me on my first day at Walmart, hey, Adam, here's how you're going to answer the phone. You know, so I just say, hi, this is Adam. You know, that's basically how I answer. And this distraught woman, you know, says hello and says, oh, I'm so glad I got you. You know, I'm trying to, you know, what department is this? And I'm like, this is, you've reached IT and home office in Bentonville. I'm like, how can I help you? And she says, oh, well, my manager is just, I'm having so many problems with my manager. And I'm trying to get, I'll just say Bob Billingsley or something. I don't know. I have to make up names, right? I'm trying to get Bob Billingsley, you know, I'm trying to get him because he's the manager of my manager, and I'm trying to get him, and I got you. And I said, well, my name is Adam. I work in IT. And she says, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know how I got you, but you know, I'm trying to get such and such person and I really need help. She's like, I'm literally about to walk out of here and quit. It is so horrible. And you know, she was so distraught. And so I'm like thinking to myself, oh my God, Adam, you know, maybe first of all, this is an associate that works at a store. They make minimum wage that, you know, she probably has a horrible life. She probably, you know, lives in some dive. She can't afford her rent, you know, and she's calling me, you know, I work at home office and I'm not a manager, but I'm in a management level position. And I'm thinking to myself, you've got to help her. You know, you've got to help her because, you know, I got to help this downtrodden woman, you know, basically is what I mean. So I'm like, well, ma'am, I'm like, I don't know. I said, I don't ever have contact with the stores, but, you know, I said, I'll do my best to help you. I'm like, can you hold for a minute? And so she said, yes. And I put her on hold. I couldn't even figure out how to put her on hold for like a minute because I never use my phone. Finally figured out how to put her on hold. And then I walk over to a friend of mine that works at the desk next to me. Well, he a couple of desks over, and he used to work because when people say, do you work in home office? Generally, they mean the office where the CEO is and they deal with stores. You know, they deal with, I don't know, all the store related stuff. And I work in IT. It's a completely different building. You know, technically, it's considered home office because we're in Bentonville. We are in the same town as home office, but we are IT. We are not, we don't deal with store issues, et cetera. But he used to work for home office. And so I'm like, can you give me any information about this store? She gave me a store number that she worked at. And so I'm like, can you give me any information about this store and, you know, who to contact, et cetera? I don't even know until today. I didn't even know who my HR rep was. I'm like, I don't even know who to call in HR to say, hey, help this woman. So he said, oh, look, I think I have a spreadsheet or something. And so I go back to my, she's on hold. I'm like, I don't want to leave her on hold too long. From my days of customer service, you know, when I worked in insurance, I'm like, oh, I don't want to keep her on hold too long. Let me go and just, you know, make sure she's okay and et cetera. So I took her off hold. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry for the hold. Are you still there? And she said, yes. And I said, and finally I said, you know, ma'am, I really want to help you, but is there any way that I could just take down a phone number in your name and that I can either call you back today or have myself or someone call you back on Monday? I said, because probably anyone from HR or any managers are not going to be working on the weekend. And she said, that was fine. She appreciated the help. And she said that she was on her way to a funeral. And then, you know, and she still sounds really distraught. And I'm like, and now I'm going, oh my God, not only is her manager being horrible to her, but somebody has died, probably her father died or something, you know, and she's on her way to a funeral and her manager has been horrible to her and I've got to help this lady. So I say, okay, let me just verify your phone number because if a number had come up on my caller ID, and I said, and I'll write it down and make sure I get it. So I'm calling back her number, 555-555-5555 or, you know, whatever. And she says, yes, that's right. And I say, okay, great. I have your name. How do you spell that? You know, what's your store number again? Just to make sure I've got it. Great. I will call you back or someone else will call you back either today or Monday. Thank you so much for helping me. No problem. Bye. Click. I look at Notepad on my computer where I had been typing her phone number and realized I had stopped 6 digits into her phone number and I was missing the last 4 digits because I had gotten so caught up with like reading the number from my phone that I didn't type it all down. So I'm like, oh my God, you know, now I can't call her back. What am I going to do? I promised I would call her back, you know, and I'm freaking out. I don't know why. I don't know why this is anyway. So then I am on a mission. So I'm like looking up, my friend had gotten her store information with the phone number. So I'm like, I'm going to call the store manager. So I call the store. I dial the phone number. I say, hi, my name is Adam Burns. I work in home office. You know, I'm in IT and, I would like to speak to the store manager. I believe his name is, you know, Jerry Jenkins. And, you know, I'm like, could I please talk to this person? And so they're like, could you please hold? And I'm like, sure. So I held for like 5 minutes. And then this person comes on the line and says, hello, this is management. And it sounded kind of like that, you know, like, this is management. And that's exactly what he said. He didn't give his name. He said, this is management. And so I started to tell him this story. At this point, I don't remember how much of the story I told him. I don't know. I just know I said I had got a call from a distraught associate and I took down her phone number, but now I've lost half of her phone number. I can't call her back. I promised someone would follow up with her, you know. Can someone from your store please follow up with her? And he's like, yeah, I know her. I don't know what the problem is, but he's like, don't you worry. I'll take care of it. You know, blah, blah, blah. And so, but then I felt kind of weird about it. So I was like, all right, could I get your name please? Cause you didn't give me your, I didn't say this, but I was thinking, dude, you didn't give me your name when you answered the phone. Why not? That's suspicious. And so he says, Don. And I said, okay, can I get your last name? And he's like, Billingsley, you know, or whatever. And I'm like, can you spell that? And he's like trying to spell it and he's missing letters and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, well, thank you for following up, et cetera, et cetera. And thank you. Bye. Hung up. Then I was like, oh my God. I was thinking to myself again, oh my God. This guy sounded so shady. What if she's having problems with management? And now I'm stupidly, I've called. Anyway, yeah, I was thinking all of these things were running through my head. So then I'm like emailing, talking to every person I know. Who in HR can I speak to? I messaged my manager and I said, who's our HR rep? I got a number from another coworker of mine who said, here's an HR manager who's helped me in the past. I call this woman. Tell her the whole story. And then she says, She says, well, I would love to help you, but currently I'm on the beach. She was on vacation, and I'm like calling this woman, and I felt so bad. And she's like, well, you should email this particular email address that deals with associate issues. And she says, they're there until 5. They're usually really fast to answer. And so I you know, I'm like, okay, great. And then I talked to my manager, and he said, well, here's the person that we deal with on our team. Maybe you should email that person. And he's like, he's not super responsive. So, you know, maybe CC me on it, and maybe he'll be more responsive to you. So I'm typing to him an email with each hand, one to the associate, you know, one, and one to the HR person. I'm looking on our internal website to look for like, you know, who to call, because I really don't want to email. I want to talk to someone. And then I find a number it's called labor relations, right? And so I call that phone number, and it says, please leave your last 4 of your social security number and your name and the reason for your call, and someone will call you back. So I do that. Then I send both emails, and then I'm just frantically trying to figure, because I want to talk to someone. I want to resolve this, you know, now, right? And then I get a call back from labor relations, and he says, you know, I tell him the whole story. He's kind of a bro-y sounding dude. He's like, yeah, man, you know, I got, well, not really like that, but that's what the tone of his voice was, very bro-y. And so I told him the whole story, and then he says, well, we only deal with union issues. He says, but I'll look up the information. He's like, what did you say the manager's name was? And blah, blah, blah. He looks it up. He says, well, you know, the manager that you spoke with, he does work at that store. And he's like, he works for Department X. And I was like, oh my God, Department X is the department that the woman worked in. That is her direct manager that she has a problem with. What if I just called him and told him that his person had a problem with him? Anyway, so I said goodbye with that person, and now I'm really freaking out, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I've made it so much worse, because now I have now called the manager that this person has a problem with, and I have told him everything, and now he's probably gonna fire her or something. So then I get an email response from my HR. And she's like, the email that you sent got to the correct department, and now they have forwarded on to the right thing. She's like, you've done everything that you can do. You know, thank you so much for, you know, thank you so much. And so I was like, and she was messaging me. And so I'm like, oh, can you call me? Cause I was so frantic, guys. I was so frantic that I had like screwed up this one. There were so many. I was like, and my brain was going, I'm still like, I'm not even going to have to speed up this episode. Normally I speed up episode, but I'm talking so fast. But, so then I was thinking all these things like, oh, what if her boss is sexually harassing her? What if her father died and she was in tears and she was trying to do her job and her boss was being horrible to her and like all of this stuff, you know? And I'm thinking, oh my God, they make minimum wage and they have horrible lives and they live in horrible, you know, and here I am in a management type position in home office and, oh, I gotta help this person, you know? And I'm like, can you call me? And she's like, sure, I'll call you. So I go through all of this with her. And I'm just like laying, I'm like, I feel so bad because I blah, blah, blah. She's like, calm down. You know, calm down. She says, first of all, the woman should have never gotten you. I don't know why she called some random phone number. She says, maybe we need to investigate how she got you when she was trying to call, you know, some manager or HR, how she got your number. She said, and you're obviously stressed because you're not an HR person, so you're not trained to deal with this type of thing. And she says, but don't worry about it. She says, she said, your email got to the correct department. It went to, you know, it went to so-and-so. It went to Lois. You know, not really. I'm making up all these names. You know, don't you guys, like, call Lois. in HR, but she's like, it went to, you know, Lois, and she's gonna, she's the person that deals with, you know, this type of thing, and she's gonna follow up on it, and, you know, all of this kind of, she's like, so you just go and you have a great weekend, and, you know, don't worry about it. You have done all the due diligence that you could possibly do. And I'm telling you guys, I had been, she called it like 4:10. By this point, it was like 5:45. I had been working on this for like an hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes. And so, so I'm like, okay, I'm like, can you do me one more favor? Can you just talk to Lois and, or email her or whatever and ask if they will please make sure they contact this woman either today or Monday or before then. And please contact me via email or phone to let me know that they've contacted her. I know they can't give me the information. I know it's going to be private, whatever they talk about. But could they just let me know, like, you know, what they talked about? And she said, yes. She said, I will make sure that someone emails you and lets you know that we've contacted the associate, et cetera, et cetera. And she said, and we're going to look into why you were getting that type of phone call so that you don't get those phone calls anymore. She's like, just calm down, you know, have a good weekend, et cetera, et cetera. It's like 6 o'clock by this time, you know. I've been working on this for 2 hours. And so anyway, then on my way home, I'm still thinking about this woman. You know, all I can think is I read an entire John Grisham book called The Confession about a person on death row who was innocent. And it was so stressful and like whatever. I think I'm like reading. It's probably just a very simple thing. It's probably not bad at all. And I'm just so stressed out. So on my way home, I know I have a lot of atheists that listen to this, but I do have some people who believe in God. I also prayed for the woman on my way home because I'm so stressed out. Anyway, sorry I was gone for 2 months, everyone, but we're going to end it here. So for more information, hopefully my website's going to be up in a few minutes. You can go to geekea.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 229-234-7587. You can find many, many more LGBT show podcasts over at pride48.com. And I'm probably starting a podcast about Big Brother with Big Fatty, so keep an eye out for that. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.